Blog Talk Radio.
Listen, you pick your music, nigga.
Nah, nigga, that's just a dot. I ain't put no shit up here named Dot. That had to be a man, 50 grand.
That might have been the D-Option. I don't know, man. Y'all niggas pick your music. That nigga over there, yeah, listen. I thought that was engineer's work. I said, all right, I mean, this is different.
No.
I mean, I ain't hating on the sound, but, you know, I ain't know what it was. But, I mean, it was good, though.
It wasn't me, though. I'm on all A-Town.
It was good with you, man.
Don't
come from the A-Town, huh?
Nah,
so what's the word, man? What's been good with you?
Man, listen, I don't know, man. I'm chilling, man. What's good with you?
Man, you know, everything, man. I mean, you know, I got some shit I don't want to speak on, but everything.
Hairline still fucked up. Shit is wet. I don't understand.
Come on, man. You know my shit today, man. My shit stay tight. What you talking about?
You lying, nigga. You lying. I was lying.
What are you talking about? You know what I'm saying? Yeah, listen, I started to end it with this shit, though. Benjamin Button, nigga.
Yeah, I know you're a real-ass nigga.
Yeah, let the line tell
you. Hairline been old when he came out, nigga.
I see the Double Impact shit is coming real soon. I seen niggas drop the Rum Nitty, Danger Zone. I mean, I ain't even gonna speak on that one. But you know,
what?
I seen a lot of shit going on. Did you even catch the Rum Nitty, Danger Zone?
Yeah, you know I fuck with Rum Nitty. I think Rum Nitty hit him with a.
Yeah, Rum Nitty got him. Rum Nitty got him. You know what I'm saying? Rum Nitty got him. It was okay. I ain't really nothing too crazy. You think you got a round by round analysis, or you just, you know, you giving it to Rum?
Nah, I ain't got no analysis. Rum Nitty just got that though.
Okay, fair. So, what I really want to ask you is, you know, I have been pressing you about watching this battle because I think Son from Salt Lake City, you know what I mean, is nice, and you was telling me, nigga, it don't matter where nigga from, you know what I'm saying? But now I wanted to ask you, was I bugging? Was it a good battle or what?
The battle was good, but the comparison to goods is...
yeah. Nigga, I mean, you know, listen, man, those comparisons is just...
Nah. Don't ever... niggas need to stop that. Niggas need to stop that now, man. Don't disrespect my man goods. Y'all niggas be disrespecting the game.
I wasn't even going to speak on it, man.
I can't be associated with that type of fuckery, dub.
I just don't. I mean, I don't. You gotta understand, man. I said this shit with the Joan and Lasha. That's how the whole shit started for me. It's like some comparisons, my nigga. You putting niggas in bad boxes, man.
What about Joan?
Listen, with the whole, you know, disaster shit, and because they, I don't know if they was the same race. I don't. You know, it was like what was
some
disaster whooped his ass.
I don't lost this nigga now. Look at this nigga, man. Fucking up the phone
for that. What happened? Yo.
Yeah. Difficulties, this nigga here.
Yeah, what the fuck happened?
Niggas be having trap phone.
Yeah, whatever, nigga. Yeah, listen. I'm saying, though, person, though.
You can't hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
What the fuck is going on?
Yo.
I said, oh, for you.
Yo.
Yo, Nels, you can hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's up with that nigga Lynx, man? That nigga got us on mute.
I don't know what's going on.
Yeah.
Yo, Lynx. Yeah, that nigga gotta stop doing that shit. That nigga got, yo, listen. Lynx was about to go in on that shit, too. Yo, I ain't gonna front, Nels. What's good with you, though, boy?
Ain't shit, bro. Just living life, man. Working hard, man. What's good?
That ain't shit, man. We was actually talking about the fucking the recap. I was talking about, you know, the whole Jerry West versus Emerson shit, and then Lynx jumped in on the fucking. There was like a comparison out there about Jerry West and Goods, and I mean, I don't really like them too much niggas giving people comparisons to people, because especially, you know, some of the greats, because it's like you making them niggas step in some odd shoes. But anyway, did you check the battle?
Yeah, I did.
Yo, what's up?
This is what happens when you associate with the bullshit. Niggas get kicked off the show, nigga.
Yo, what happened? Nigga, me and Nels been talking.
Man, Blog Talk kicked me off, man, for even bringing that bullshit up, man. Nigga, like, fuck out of here with that fuckery, man.
Yo, wait, hold on. Yo, Nels, what you think of the battle, though? What you think?
It was a good battle. I liked it. You know, it was cool. It was a good battle.
Okay, who'd you have winning?
To be honest with you, I had Jerry West getting that first round.
Mm-hmm.
But that the second and third round was real debatable. Very debatable.
Okay.
I think it can go two in either way. I might be leaning a little bit more towards, I don't know, man. To be honest with you, I don't know, bro, because that one West Coast dude was nice. That West Coast
he was nice. I tried to tell Lynx.
Nice.
He was nice, bro, for real. Like, he was really nice. You know what I'm saying? Like, he was nice.
Yeah. He was dope. Yo, that nigga Jerry West first round was fire. But, you know what, though? That nigga does have a whole lot of charisma.
Yeah, I ain't going
to
hold
you know what
y'all.
To go with the ball.
I might have to watch that one again because I don't know, man. To be honest with you, after hearing the comparisons, I was sitting in there like, nigga, really the feng shui was kind of, I'm not gonna lie though, niggas had a lot of petrol, niggas had a lot of snaps on the petrol.
I was gonna ask you said you liked the first, right? You know, do you feel like he has a lot of crowd control or the stage presence to him?
Yeah, I do. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I don't think it's the fucking best, but, yo, he most definitely does have a nice charisma to him to where he can get the crowd. He's talking with them. He has some nice little freestyle shit in there. That's cool. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
But you know what? Honestly, I think that he got that first round clearly. But that second and third round was so close to me, yo. Bro, that fucking West Coast dude, yo, I mean, what's his name? Emerson Kennedy?
Emerson.
Kennedy. Yo, Emerson Kennedy had that dope-ass rebuttal in the third round about the, what was it? That fucking airplane shit or something like that?
Yo.
That shit was crazy.
Yo. My thing was that, you know, Lynx feels like Jerry West got gassed a lot. You know, I don't know if it was gas before, because you got to understand, when I was watching, I hadn't heard anything about it, so I just watched it without hearing anything or getting anybody's input. Watching it, bro, it was like, did I feel like Jerry West might have get gassed a little? Maybe. But what fucks me up is that I thought he had this crowd control to him, niggas comparing him to Goods. Like, you know what I mean?
You know,
giving, like, throwing a little comparison,
you know,
like,
what,
huh?
You know what's the rule? I mean, yo, I don't mean to cut you off, but after watching that battle, I watched some of his other battles.
Yeah.
And he comes from We Go Hard, and we already know how that crowd is, bro.
Right. I mean,
you
I just felt like the boy got some skill. I'm not going to hold you. It's something about him that is gravitating people towards him. But I just felt like that other kid, Emerson, was just like, yo, he got some talent, my nigga. Like, ain't no gas. Like, it wasn't no hype. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't the same thing. Like, I felt like, yo, I will give Lynx the credit of there was some times where they were, like, hyping, but,
yeah,
yo.
There was snaps on the petrol, my nigga.
I mean, yo, it was home love,
and
too.
On some G shit, yo, I don't want niggas trying to steal my shit, too, man, snaps on the petrol. Cause that's what I'm gonna start bringing out, nigga. That's my shit. Niggas can't have my shit.
Niggas
got snaps
on the petrol. Yo, you know what, folks? Honestly, I think that nigga Jerry West.
Yeah.
That nigga, he had better charisma and crowd control, but the other nigga was a flat out better rapper than me.
See, and that was the thing where this is where the beauty came in. It was like it was a performer versus a I don't know if you want to say like MC and say that Jerry West is not one. You know what I'm saying? But it was just like a performer and a nigga who was nice with the pen. You know what I'm saying? Like, and the boy was like, not, he was witty. You know what I mean? I think that was the thing about him where, like, you know, his punches, you didn't just always see him coming and what he, you know what I'm saying? The build-ups and everything. So I thought it was a good battle. You know, I'm not mad how a nigga.
That nigga Jerry West pinned nice too, though, man. I ain't gonna lie. That nigga called me by surprise a couple of times. Like,
but here's the thing, though. There was a couple of times. It was like, yo, it was to the point, nigga, the nigga Emerson had you listening. You was waiting. You was like, yo, all right, hold on. This nigga, it was two different styles. It was a good style clash. And I feel like, you know, we're gonna look back on this one, and it'll be one of those good PGs where, like, yo, you ain't even know at the time, and them boys. They have some type of, like, talent like that, I feel like, where it's two different ways. But I just think that I want to see Jerry West somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? Like, you said you watched him and other shit. I want to see him battle somewhere else. You know what I'm saying? Like, outside of his comfort zone to see how it goes. You know what I mean? More like, you know, the Midwest, they don't let you bury yourself out there with Silas. You know what I'm saying? So I want to see.
You know what, though? You know what's fucking dope is, after watching his, like, previous battles, even after watching this battle, he's coming at T-Rock. And that wasn't his first time coming at T-Rock. You know what I'm saying? But then T-Rock and Surf was like, this nigga might be on Gun Title soon. You know what I'm saying? But I think that it's dope that even before he was on URL, he was calling out T-Rock.
And you know what's funny? I don't think so, because here's my thing. I just told Lynx this. I don't want to see another nigga get killed right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, just do your numbers, man. You know what I mean? Do what you do. You know what I'm saying? Because, like, everybody can't handle that shit. Tay Rock is not, like, all right, yo, Link, snaps on the Petro. Tay Rock's been getting a lot of snaps on the Petro lately. And then Tay Rock is nice as shit. But sometimes that happens.
Nah, hell no. You can't use my saying on Tay Rock. I know you was going to try that nut shit. Hey, listen, man. You can't say nothing. Your favorite rapper is Rex, my nigga. You like the new Rex.
Y'all niggas is talking
You like Rex from the Head Ice Battle on. You know what I'm saying?
I'm not gonna lie. I told you, you brought me back around on the right side with the Rex versus Ice one. You know what I'm saying? But all I'm saying is, as far as the boy Jerry West and how everything is going, I just think, you know, Tay Rock gets some gas sometimes. But Jerry West calling out Tay Rock will only be smart if Jerry West actually makes it past six, eight months. You know what I'm saying? If Jerry West has the same hype, if not better, this same time next year. Because if not.
I mean, also, yo, you already know they're going to come up with another Rookies versus Vets. Why not?
I mean, because the demand got to be there for that. But, I mean, maybe. It can't be. I didn't say no. I'm just saying.
All these battles that go on that there's no fucking demand for, why not? Bro, where's the fucking demand for having John and Clips versus Saga and Big T? Where's the demand for that? Where was the fucking demand for fucking Cicero versus Kyle Law? Where was the, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's a beautiful segue, because I was going to tell you, I told Lynx this shit already. My nigga, this shit is about brands. This shit ain't about 2-on-2s. You know I'm not even a fan of 2-on-2s like that. What makes you go is because of the brand that's under. You know what I'm saying? It's like, Like that nigga said in motherfucking, what was that, American Gangster, whatever, like Pepsi, it's a brand name, or, you know, Gucci or Louis Vuitton, like, URL 212, I just, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm not going to lie, I'm not rushing to go to a Don't Flop 212 or a Canada 212 or any other league, or 212 for that matter at all. But because of the brand, I mean, it has a potential to be something because of the brand. But don't get it fucked up, my nigga. Like, the 212 shit is okay, but some people like it, some people don't. I think this shit is a little weak. I think it's like, it's just, you know, you giving battle rap CPR, but you know what I mean?
Nah, but yo, you know what though? I'm just saying, like, why not have that battle? Because nowadays,
I mean,
80%
don't have it. I'm not saying don't have it, bro.
80,
I'm saying, yo, look, where's Jonon?
Like,
do you want to see Jonon battle? Jonon's
yeah,
one of the hottest lines ever.
Why not? Like, bro, why not? Bro,
I'm
80,
asking you that.
80%.
Who the fuck is talking about Jonon?
But look, listen. Who the fuck talking about most of these motherfuckers? And these ain't for no good battle.
Okay. Okay.
Real shit.
I mean,
you know what I'm saying? It's like,
go
bro,
with this
hey,
shit.
Yo,
but
hey, yo,
battle.
Yo.
Like, bro.
Now,
yo.
You know you just nigga don't like battle rap ever since Rex got exposed for using.
Well, my God.
Mean, you know, low key, that nigga Sinatra hate battle rap because of that shit. He don't want to admit it.
Yeah, that nigga, listen, that nigga's hilarious,
that nigga
yo, you all, that day was, yo, listen, shout out to, oh, man, that day was, yo, listen, couldn't have picked the worst battle,
that
nigga.
Yo, that nigga motherfucking Sinatra, that nigga motherfucking, his soul left right with Rex that night at Charlie Close battle, boy. Those niggas left together.
Hell, fuck you. Yo, listen, I'm just saying, yo, real shit.
Nah, you should have seen that nigga's face. Hey, yo, that nigga looked like he was supposed to get an Xbox for Christmas, and there was a motherfucking,
yo, that was
on that bitch.
Yo, Nels, I'm going to give you the face. That was one of them shits when you knew, like, yeah, you knew he wasn't, your pops wasn't pulling up. You know what I'm saying? But you tried to believe in that shit. It was like, nah, he coming. Yo, Rex never show you. But yo, listen. You know what I'm saying? That shit was up. Yo, was it on top
car,
of that?
Nigga.
Yo,
was
like, what? Yo, my nigga. Yeah, that shit was ugly, bro.
Was
so I'm saying, I mean, I'm not going to hold you. Yo, listen, that's a funny joke, but I don't know about Jerry West battling Tay Rock, because if you get killed, Nels, that shit is on you. That shit is on your hands. That's on your conscience. Because it's like, yo.
No, it's not.
What the fuck? Like, yo, at this moment in time,
no,
Jerry West is hollering. Yo,
no,
Jerry West is hollering at the moon, nigga. If K-Rock beats that nigga, it's going to be like, oh, well, he beat a PG nigga. Or, yep, well, he beat that nigga. Come on, it ain't going to mean shit. Somebody else going to try to downplay it and say something cool in the line. And nigga's going to be like, yo, that was a hot-ass bar. That shit is kind of true. That's it. Jerry West got to win that shit. Not debatable. You know what I'm saying? He got to win that shit. But, I mean, Nels, at the same time, why not?
My nigga, why not, my nigga? Why the fuck not? You know what I'm saying, my nigga? Like, but honestly, bro,
that's just like, yo, that 2-on-2 shit is just like, it's too much to. On top of you hoping the battle rapper show up, you got to hope their chemistry is good and shit. Like, that shit is a little, it's up and down, bro. It's up and down. With that shit for real.
You know, honestly, bro, I'm not mad at it. You know, I think it's interesting. I'm not the biggest 2-on-2 fan, but shit, man, I ain't mad at it, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I'm just saying, that's an expectation thing right there. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you, yo, I don't know. But K-Shine DNA
is
here.
I'm not going to lie. This is a big risk, big reward battle, man. Event, not battle. You know what I'm saying? Because niggas can't be going in there, Scooby. Boo, 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 boo.
Yeah, but I mean, that's part of the brand. That's
yeah,
like, yo, listen.
Niggas can't go in there, stumble, mumble, bumble.
Hey, yo, let me ask y'all something. Who do y'all think is going to be the fucking best team, and who's going to be the worst team that night?
The best team so far on the card is probably Cortez and Math. Maybe I'm being Brooklyn biased.
But
whatever. Sound like it.
Okay, so yo, who's gonna be that worst?
Who's gonna be the worst? Sinatra and Hop.
Yeah, I'm gonna be honest with you. The worst shit probably. I mean, you can't really even say. I told you, there's expectations, bro. You know what I'm saying? I'm not trying to put that on the, like on the group like that. I don't think.
Say it, bro.
Yo, because be whack to me. The whole shit could be whack to me, bro. Seriously. That whole shit could be whack. A bunch of, like, expectations of flop. So probably, you know what I'm saying, I'll probably say one of the, like,
yo,
what is the
real,
Saga Big T shit
on that car? There's so many niggas on that car. I got to pull it up. Because I'm not exactly sure everybody that's on the card. I know Math and Cortez. I know Young Ellen Burb. I know
Rockman.
I mean, I ain't going front, yo. Nigga, that could be scary, too. Nigga, they even still Young Ellen in a minute, bro. That shit could be ugly. You know what I'm saying? Like, who's to say?
That nigga's not smoking crack. He all
right. I mean, I don't think that nigga, listen, I ain't never going to put that on that nigga, man. Like, I don't know what that nigga was doing. That's a hard rumor to put on a nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, goddamn. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's some serious shit right there. You know what I mean? Like, nigga saying, you doing
what? Hey, man, I'm just saying what the battle rap nigga say, man.
Yeah.
I'm saying it's true.
Like, listen, that's a hard way to put on a nigga, boy. Just to be like, yeah, you heard that nigga doing the hard. Like, whoa. You know what I'm saying? Listen, shout out to Young L, man. I don't know what's going on. But, yo, I'm going to be honest with you. I think the best group males, true shit, I mean, probably K-Sean and DNA still. Maybe not.
Yeah, look, he's still trying to hold on to Dot Bob, and he's not even there no more.
Yo, listen, truthfully, check it out. Tay-Rock and Sue Surf could be fire or whack, because, like, you don't know the chemistry. You don't know what you expect. Like, that's the, you know what I mean? Like, that's the whole thing. So.
Yeah, if that shit is butt, niggas gonna be salty.
Yeah, of course, man.
Hey, man, I'm gonna say this. That night, in the building, I think that K-Rock and Surf are gonna be the best performance in the building. Because, yo, you got two niggas that the crowd loves the most on the same team.
I mean, you're going to get gun bars, nigga. We know that. That's what's up.
Yeah, niggas ain't getting gun bars.
Yeah, listen. That's for damn sure. Them niggas like, yeah, listen. But at the same time, yo, you got to understand that chemistry shit. Because you got to, like, yo, time and time again, that chemistry shit. Like, even the A-Verb and him and Holla, they had chemistry, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, they had, like, legit chemistry. So, some shit,
hey,
be like, that shit gonna have to link up.
Right, yeah. So hold on. I'm looking at the card. We got DNA, K-Shine versus Sue Surf and Tay Rock. Damn.
Yeah. I seen Tay Rock say some shit like.
So, we got three gun bar niggas. And a freestyling ass toothless nigga. Alright. I don't know how that one's gonna work out. Chilla Jones could be magic. I think they just pulled that one out of hat because it's like, what the fuck? Where did that come from?
Yo, listen. Style shit. Just when Chilla's too laid back, magic will come in. You know what I'm saying? Like, that shit could be kind of different.
I don't know, man. Them niggas gonna have to. I want to see how that's gonna turn out because I don't know. They're fucking. I don't see that chemistry working like that over there. I don't know.
I mean, this is new too. Like, to me, like, because I'm not really too into it. It's not like new like that. But I'm saying, like, I'm under the brand of the umbrella, nigga. Like, if this shit goes well, they start throwing URL shits, man. Like, I don't know. I just feel like that. It's an expectation for that shit, son. But I ain't gonna lie, I'm giving that shit to DNA and K-Sean because them niggas already do this shit. K-Rock might punch that nigga in the face. Who knows? He told that nigga don't touch him.
Man, I'm gonna go Sue Surf and Tay Rock 2-1.
That's another thing, too, yo. That's three rounds of that shit. Like, how does that shit stay interesting for three rounds of that shit? The 2-1? 2-1? You really going to take that? Yo, Nels, I'll put some bread on that. We'll talk about that, man. I'll put some bread on that one.
No, he ain't.
Yeah, listen, I'm telling you.
Hey, yo.
Listen.
What, yo, Charlie Clifton, John versus Big T and Tasaka. Now, I don't even know what the fuck to think about this shit.
I'm going to be honest with you, and I hate to say this shit, that's the worst group right there, like, in terms of, like, Tasaka and Big T. I don't, yeah, listen, that shit sounds terrible.
It does, yo.
That shit sounds terrible. And it could be the best. And they could have crazy chemistry. But that shit sounds terrible. Ugh, man.
I mean, yeah, man.
That shit sounds bad.
He gonna come with some boop, bop, it up, pop, boop. Shit.
But I'm gonna pray for you. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, go far as praying ain't gonna work, my nigga.
That's what I'm trying to tell you. Like, I don't know. It's interesting. It's interesting, though. Like, real shit,
that's interesting, but honestly, that sounds corny.
You know
what, though? It could possibly work for one round. I think that they can get one dope round in, but I can't see them keeping the entire battle. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I don't see them getting crowd for more than one round. It might get one good round. Yo, honestly, yo, these niggas better go first.
I mean, you know what's crazy, though? How do you think John and Clips would do? You know what I'm saying? Because
honestly, that right there won't be bad, honestly, I don't think. I don't think that's going to be bad.
What happened? Go ahead, my fault.
You know what, like, because, I mean, I don't think there would be the fucking best 2-on-2, but my nigga, it's worse on that card. You know what I'm saying? I think that, you know, they're going to do all right. I think that they're going to win clearly.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the Saga and the Big T could possibly get one dope round in there just because both of them can fucking rap. You know what I'm saying? And like, they might come with some dope-ass shit for, like, one round, but I don't see them taking that crowd for three rounds or even two.
Well, here's the thing, though. They probably do got the surprise factor, though, then, because I'm pretty sure, like, you know, I mean, other people probably feel that way. My thing with the Charlie and John thing is, like, you know, Sia Boy in the last two, like one of the 2-on-2s anyway, I seen John in, is just like, yo, you know, Sia Boy was the better one in that one. So it depends on how they approach it and who shows up. Because truthfully, you know, that's a chemistry thing, my nigga. Like, I don't know if John and it's just weird that Charlie Clips and DNA don't team up together in battle. You know what I mean? Because that Charlie Clips and John shit just don't sound right. That shit just don't sound right either.
I mean, you know what I'm saying? Cliff's got that persona. He got that crowd control to where he can win rounds just off of freestyling and jokes and shit. And,
yeah.
You know, John can rap. He can rap.
Yeah, I mean, yo, listen, my nigga, John has the ability to do what he do, so I'm not taking that from him. I'm just saying, like, you know, them as a group. You know what I mean? Like a team, that shit is kind of a little bit different. You know?
I mean, is it fair to say that this battle has the two most awkward matchups?
Well, I think the saga with anybody is weird. You know, like, if it was a saga and Chilla, like, you know, here's what I'm saying. Like, I ain't chilling. I'm saying it's weird from, like, if it was a saga and Chilla, that would have made more sense, bro. That would have made more sense. But, like, the Saga and Big T? Like, yo, Link just said, yo, that praying and, like, shooting shit ain't gonna work. It may work, like you said, for a round, but it depends, too, how these niggas sequence their bars together. But, you know, I don't know, dog. That cool is just corny. So they have the surprise factor to me. Because I don't know how the Saga's gonna do it. I don't know. Price for that, man. That shit is crazy. What else? Who Young L and Ava are battling?
Yo, Lynx.
Who?
Who Ava and Young L battling?
Ava, Mathis Cortez.
Oh, okay.
Oh, see, shit. Yeah. You got to understand, yeah, here's the fucked up part. Cortez is the nigga that Young Ill had a meltdown against, yo. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like, you know what I mean? Like, that's where the whole shit started at.
Hey, bro, one of his meltdowns, his fucking first meltdown.
Yeah, I'm, yes, sir. All right, I'm just saying, that's how it all started. So who's to say? You know what I mean? So they might play on that angle a little bit. I mean, I just will say this. Cortez and Matt, the first time I saw them together, for my expectations, it wasn't as, it didn't come together as I thought it, as good as I thought it would, but at the same, pause, but at the same time, you know what I mean? It could be better this time around in terms of them two, you know, being teammates this time around because they had the experience, but I don't know. Truthfully, I mean, I really don't, because I wasn't yet that whole, they just, they weren't that good to me together the first time. Truthfully, they just wasn't.
Man, I think they was dope for the first time doing this shit. You know what I'm saying? And honestly, this battle might give us the most of a old school URL feel to it. Because all four of these niggas are some, you know, like old school URL niggas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So honestly, this battle could be battle of the night just because of the fucking history that all four of these niggas got.
Mind you, they haven't verb battled already, too.
Yeah, but that, what I was just thinking, too, though, is, like, remember, like, you know, if you ask a lot of people, whether who, no matter who you think won, that's a 49-51 kind of battle, you know what I mean? Or like, however you want to, that was a good battle. That's a good-ass battle from back in the day. That's when that's when battles was coming out round by round and shit, you know what I'm saying? Like, That shit, come on, you caught it, you caught it, that shit, 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 that shit guys got a point in terms of, like, history. The history of it.
Like, bro, all four of most of these niggas got a big history in the URL. All four of them are, like, staple original niggas. Why not enjoy this battle, bro? This is going to be a fucking dope battle. It's going to be dope. Because, yo, Cortez, he got to make up for that battle versus Bird. And Ill got to make up for that battle versus Cortez. Math and Verb are already battled. You know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of history right
there. Yeah, but today, we talking like this, but are these niggas talking like this, and do they feel the same exact way? Or are they just going in there for that chili?
I mean, my thing is just this two-on-two shit. I mean, that's how I feel about the whole two-on-two shit. Like, I don't know if the two-on-two is what people really like or it's a money move, but I don't get the same feel from it like that. You know what I mean? But at the same time, I can't say I did not appreciate the Kayshawn DNA battle versus A-Verb and Hitman Holler. You know what I'm saying? I can't say I didn't like that. So, I mean, something about, like, and I do want to see Big K and B-Magic. I would like to see that. That would be crazy. Like, yo, listen, B-Magic and Big K versus Sue Surf and Tay Rock, if they would have put that shit together the first time, I would be like, yo, that shit is fire. That's fire.
No, you want
it. That's fire.
Nah, that shit would be fire, though.
That shit is fire. I mean, you know, I don't know, man. I just, the 2-on-2, I'm just not really too much of a fan of it yet, but maybe, you know what I mean? It's new. Real shit, it's just new. So we'll see. But, yo, I gotta ask y'all. I wanted to ask y'all this a week ago. So, I seen the shit with Hitman and the whole battle league, and he was starting his own league, and or he wanted to throw his own card or whatever. Now for me, yo, I'm not mad at none of these niggas for trying to, like, do their own thing, right? But if a nigga is complaining about however shit not going, if you gonna start your own shit, like, unless you gonna try to do something other than make money off of the car, that one card, yo, like, What's the point of this shit? Like, when niggas throwing their lead, are y'all feeling like that shit is fucking up shit? Because, like, on one hand, you can't hate on a nigga for starting something. But, like, it all depends, like, to me, on, like, how the nigga was trying to do it. But I think that shit is, like, kind of corny if you're going to take less pay on your man league or, you know what I mean? Like, because that shit just don't make sense. But what y'all think?
Niggas been doing, niggas always doing shit that don't make sense, nigga.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? This is the world we living in. The world are not making sense. And they think that shit makes sense, nigga.
This nigga's stupid. Yeah.
Oh,
what were you about to say, Nels?
Well, nah, like, y'all, like, I was going to say, bro, like, you know what, my nigga? My fucking slogan for 2016 is, why the fuck not? Hitman Holler is a fucking stiffle nigga in battle rap, my nigga. We allow Shady Records to come in the battle rap and take our fucking money for that fucking pay-per-view. We let motherfucking Alki David come in the battle rap.
I ain't pay for that shit. Fuck
money.
That.
I'm not saying you. I'm not saying you. I'm not saying you. I'm just saying battle rap as a whole. We let these fucking outside niggas come in the battle rap and take our motherfucking money. Why not let Hitman Holler make some motherfucking money?
I'm not saying don't make your money. I'm saying how you going to be on the one joint talking about, yo, I can get paid this or, you know what I mean, drop the bag on this and then do some other shit and you go battle on another league for less than that. That shit, and then do this, like, do a battle of the same caliber. That shit don't make no sense. That shit don't make no sense, bro.
A lot of shit
that's
don't,
just,
don't
that shit is corny.
Hey, bro, you know, just like what Link said, bro. A lot of shit don't make sense.
Yo, man, when your man comes to the battle, that shit don't make sense.
If LeBron James, yo, listen, so like, yo, if LeBron James or like Michael Jordan took players from the NBA, like, you know what I mean, took from superstars from the NBA and started his own league, that shit is corny as hell. That shit ain't the NBA,
yo.
Nigga.
Yo.
That shit is corny. You not, unless you're trying to, like, really do something better, that shit is corny, bro.
Man, nigga, why not, bro? Why not?
Ask the wrong nigga in the wrong year. I ask you next year, nigga.
Nah, I ain't asking that nigga that shit next year either. Fuck that. That nigga Nels is off some bullshit.
I'm down. Yo, that shit, yeah, listen. Yo, that shit crazy, man. That shit is like them Trump supporters.
But, nah, but like, look, though, I'm just saying this.
Hey, yo,
right?
Listen.
What's up?
The game been fucked up. Once we let these other niggas in the door, this will open up the door for these other niggas to come in. Niggas like Seneca and them niggas coming through, bullshit. Niggas like these niggas coming through, bullshit. Niggas got a couple dollars, now he trying to make a bitch holler. Nigga, please.
Yo. The boy, I'm just saying, man, this shit is not about a Hitman Holler thing, you know what I'm saying? It's not, I'm just saying, like, having your own league and doing your own thing is one thing, my nigga, but, like, yo, if you ain't trying to do your own platform and you're just doing that shit just to, like, you know, all right, I could throw my own, that shit is just kind of like, what the fuck? I don't know, man, but y'all niggas saying
that
shit don't make
sense. That's what a lot of these niggas do. A lot of them do.
Yeah, but look, I ain't going to front. This is where you got to give respect to niggas, though. When ARP first came in, that nigga was getting crucified. Like, that nigga just trying to come in. You know what I'm saying? And look at that nigga now, bro. Doing his own thing. He done put, you know what I mean? He done put food on the table for a lot of motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? Like, that nigga, and he's doing this, and he ain't just here to just do no bullshit. You know what I'm saying? So, like, that's somebody you got to say. You salute shit like that. Like, I'm not saying, you know what I'm saying, don't make your money, but, yo, everybody went through that, like, that criticism or that fire or that shit, because that shit is kind of foul. Like, unless you're trying to change something and do something, yo, you're just going to throw a few battles, and then, you know what I mean, the pot get hot, take the money, I ain't mad at you, my nigga, get your money, you know what I'm saying, he hustle, but, come on, man, ain't nobody trying to really go for it like that.
Man, if you don't like this shit, you shouldn't like that Slaughterhouse bullshit either, nigga.
But you was watching that shit, though.
No, it wasn't, nigga. I didn't watch that bullshit.
You ain't watch none of it. You ain't watch none of it. You ain't see Cortez on the couch?
I ain't watching none of that bullshit in the house, my nigga. All I did was listen to y'all niggas talk about that shit. I ain't watch that. First of all, I don't fuck with the cable, period. I don't fuck with cables, so there ain't no way possible I could watch that shit. And I wasn't searching for that shit on YouTube. And if I did see it, I skipped right over that shit and went to some real nigga shit.
So how you watch? So tell me, did you watch Lux and Mook Part 2?
Lux and Mook? Fucking event, I watched. The house, I didn't.
Okay.
I said I didn't pay for that shit.
Okay. All right, I feel you. I'm like, all right, nigga, you ain't watching the battle, nigga. But I ain't going front, though.
Now, all that shit that niggas was talking about, like,
yeah.
You saying that Diz was singing in the house and all. I ain't see none of that.
He said, yeah, Diz was going to hear the house.
Yo, Link, my nigga, that shit has to be one of the top 5 funniest moments in battle rap. I'm sorry. That shit was hilarious, bro. He was fucking singing the mook like he was trying real hard, my nigga. He was doing it.
I think he was singing to Joel Ortiz, but he was singing in the house though.
Nah, bro, he was singing to Murder Mook, dog. He was singing to Mook. He was fucking serenading Murder Mook, dog.
All right, fine. He was singing to Murder Mook. Nah, but I'm saying, yeah, this nigga's stupid. Look, but I'm saying, yo, the nigga did sing in the house. But, I mean, I ain't gonna lie. I thought you saw the nigga sleep on the couch. So that's why I'm like, yo, the first battle and the second battle, that shit is like, you know, that shit was bullshit to begin with. For real. But, yo, I guess you're right. Link, once you got a point with
though.
That, though, you can't say one thing and then, you know, turn around like Slaughterhouse shit. And I did watch the house shit. I thought the house shit was out.
Listen, man, that nigga Cassidy came in the game and straight raping you, and kept it moving
on,
nigga.
Cass got 250,000.
Yo, he done made more money in battle rap than the rest of these niggas, man. Him and Lux are the highest paid battle rappers right now.
Yeah. Yo, that shit is crazy, though. That nigga Cass, yo. Man.
This y'all man, though.
But I'm saying, my dear, listen.
Nah, I don't know what you're saying at all.
Nah,
I don't know.
Yes, you do. Yeah, yo, hold on. Did you watch that battle?
Nobody watched the battle.
We
had
a review
show on it. Dumbass nigga.
Yeah, listen, that nigga was a completely different person the second day.
How the fuck you gonna ask me? That I watched the battle.
Right.
Battle rap
host. Because the nigga got 250,000, but everybody watched that shit, though. Bullshit.
My nigga, at the end of the day, he was getting 250,000 whether I watched it or not, my nigga. It's not like I can tip you to the money, nigga. I ain't get that nigga a dollar, nigga. He ain't get shit.
I'm
get that nigga shit.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm just saying, man, that shit is just like, if you're not, come on, man. Other leagues, like, yo, I'm just saying, a prime example of a nigga that did it, that had to go through all that bullshit and was really trying to do something. A nigga like ARP was really trying to do something, you know what I mean?
What are you talking about?
With the whole starting your motherfucking leagues, throwing 2-3 battles, and then throwing 2-3 events, and then there ain't no more motherfucking leagues.
I'm saying, though, that nigga ARP doing his thing, though.
That's what I'm saying. Shout out to a nigga like him who really, you know what I'm saying, was trying to do some shit.
But, hey, yo, man, speaking of ARP.
Shout out to your hairline for not doing nothing, nigga.
What the fuck? Yeah, listen. You gonna stop talking about my shit. If you stop talking about my shit, you over there still wearing them. Yeah, look.
Go ahead now.
Yo, man, speaking of ARP, what did y'all think about JC versus J Murder?
I feel like JC... Somebody was a dance fan in the judges. That's what I feel like. I feel like my man Murder got robbed. Fuck them judges, nigga.
I ain't watch it. I'm not a Jay Murda fan, you know what I'm saying? So I ain't really watched that shit.
Man, it was a good
guy. Out of here, man. The boogie's not even all that, son.
Hey, yo, my nigga, you over here comparing Jerry West to Goods, but you don't like my nigga Jay Murda.
Hold on. I ain't never compared that nigga to Goods. I don't even like niggas giving comparisons to niggas.
Like,
my nigga, first of all, I called you the other day. I said, you a funny motherfucker. Because I ain't never called you a tech.
That ain't lying to you, man. That ain't calling me coming that bullshit, man.
Hey,
yo, they don't ever call
my phone
to
give
with the fuckery, man.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? Man, they call me, hey, yo, Link, that nigga call me ecstatic, like, yo, Nels, I just seen the second coming of Goods, my nigga. Watch the battle.
I was like, boo.
I don't give a fuck what y'all niggas say.
He's not all that. You can't be mad.
I'm not mad because Jay. Look, all that shit you talking, that nigga Jerry West will whoop that nigga ass.
Jerry West will whoop who ass?
Jerry Murda.
Murda?
If them niggas battle Jerry West, will smoke that nigga.
Yo, come
on, my nigga. He'll smoke that boy. And like Jay Murda, this ain't like Jay Murda, that he it's not like that. I don't see all the extra shit with it. It's not the flair that he said the normal shit. It's not like, you know what I mean, he's not doing something wrong. I'm not wild about this shit.
Nigga, I'm not trying to hear that, man.
Because you a Jay Murda fan?
Man,
What's your favorite Jay Murda bar? Listen, man, I hope Jay Murda is the nicest nigga and I am wrong. But as of right now, that shit is not the case.
Hey, yo, listen, man, watch. Yo, listen, man. You gonna see, man.
I hope that nigga is the nicest nigga.
I hope you wake up with a hairline tomorrow morning, nigga, because you need that shit, all right?
Just let me know the Jay Murda battle I need to watch where you was like, yeah, the boy spaz, and then we could go from there.
Yeah, every battle, nigga, spaz.
Nigga?
Jay Murda. Right.
Now, what you think about Jay Murda for real?
I think he has his moment, you know what I'm saying? I think when he battled JC, it was dope. I think he beat Mr. Mills.
Don't watch that shit, nigga.
Nigga, every Head Ice battle I watch, except for the map. I ain't get to see the map joint because it's not on the YouTube yet. But when it come out, I'm watching, nigga. What you talking about?
Okay. Who you got on that?
I don't know, man, because they both my niggas. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I got to watch it. I got to see how it play out.
Okay.
Somebody got to lose, though.
That's a fact. That's a motherfucking fact. You know what I'm saying? But yo, I'm not going to tell y'all niggas again, man. Niggas all right, man. He's okay. There's a lot of niggas that smoke that boy. Emerson smoked that boy, too.
Emerson smoked that boy, too.
He smoked that nigga, too. He smoked the boy, too.
Who?
Yeah, I know.
Who you talking about, man?
Emerson versus Jay Murda, nigga.
Oh, Emerson versus Jay Murray. You say you taking Emerson. All right, and then who else you said?
That's it. Nigga, that's the only nigga that Jay
nigga,
Murray.
Nigga, that nigga is all butt.
Fuck
out of here.
Out.
Nigga.
Yeah. All right.
Hey yo, any said
hey,
that.
Yo. All I
Jerry
know
West will beat him.
Is that yo, man, Jerry West?
Yo, this nigga said I said Rex will beat him.
Hey, yo, listen.
All right. Rex out. Yeah, listen.
Your man Jerry West, though.
Mm-hmm.
Your man Jerry West. If he try to battle my man Tay Rock, he getting 3-0.
Yeah, that's a fact.
I can see that.
He might get around.
Matter of fact, hold on.
Man, he might get around.
The nigga that they're comparing to Goods, right? Goods need to take that nigga the fuck out, too. Get that nigga the fuck out of here.
Yeah, listen. Yeah, I mean, I don't know.
Honestly, I think it'll be more dangerous if he battles Goods than Tay Rock.
You think? Wait, what you mean? Say, oh, you saying, okay.
I think it'll be more dangerous for Jerry West's career if he battles Goods.
I mean, you know I'm not going to disagree with that because Goods, yo, listen, Goods humble conceited, boy. You know what I mean?
Goods just mantles niggas.
Yeah, like Goods humbles niggas. So, you know what I mean? So, like, I can't
listen,
even sit
man.
Here and even.
Listen,
you know, that's,
listen,
I understand
your man,
when you
your
get a nigga
danger,
certain comparison,
your
like, you know.
Zone. Yo, your
yeah.
man Danger Zone had to change his whole staff. And he
yo, honestly, my
yeah,
I don't like that nigga.
Yeah,
yo.
That
nigga's
good.
Battle. I'm not sit here and lie. I don't like that nigga, man.
you call me a hater.
That nigga couldn't move me with a gun, my nigga. That's real shit.
Oh, man.
That's real tough, yo. That nigga
yeah,
couldn't move
crazy.
Me with a gun. Like, I listened to that nigga. I listen to that nigga, and he just reminds me of somebody, like, from my hood that I just don't believe. Like, nigga, shut the fuck up. Nigga, you ain't about that, man. Oh,
yeah.
And for one, we know that nigga not about that because, nigga, press that nigga for the cash. You owe niggas money. Nigga,
yeah.
First rule of the fucking game, don't owe dough, nigga. Don't owe dough.
Oh, my.
Murder
Mook
told you that, nigga. Murder Mook told you that against Mills. Don't owe dough, nigga. The fuck, man?
Hey.
Need to get it right.
So you,
I'm sorry,
nigga,
man.
That much? Well,
yo,
you hate that? You don't like?
Yo, somewhere, niggas' morals and principles got to be held accountable for, man. I'm sorry, man. You know what I mean? Shit got to be held accountable for, man. You out here beating niggas and you want fucking rats talking about how you doing this and doing that and running down on niggas with guns and all that. Nigga, where the money at then? Nigga, you running down all these guns and shit, nigga. Fuck,
yo, nigga,
I'm not trying to hear that shit no more, man. I'm sorry, nigga. This shit is real.
So that's why he lost the rum, did he?
No, that's not why he lost the rum, nigga. That's why he lost in life, nigga. Fuck, bro.
Yeah,
let that nigga yell at you. Come on, man. Let's get out. How do we yell at you?
Ain't no breathing, man. Ain't no breathing. Don't sit here and tell me let a nigga breathe. No, nigga, stop trying to get these niggas CPR. These niggas got to go, man. These niggas got to go.
All right, so he started with Danger Zone.
This shit sound, man. Niggas got to have some type of morals and principles with his goddamn life, man. I ain't trying to hear that shit. Fuck out of here, man. I ain't trying to hear none of that shit, nigga. All that rap shit. That's the problem, man. Niggas think everything's rap, man. This shit ain't all rap, see? You know what I'm saying? Shit ain't all rap. And he found
I tell you
that
what.
Out. He found that out, nigga, when that nigga tried to run down on that nigga. Shit ain't all rap, nigga. Get your ass wrapped up around this motherfucking nigga.
Yeah, this nigga is on fire.
I'm dead ass, man. I'm sorry, man. I'm not allowing the fuck shit. I'm sorry. Just like the nigga said, I don't know who was on the war report, but he roasted that nigga just like I just did. And I agree with him, nigga. I'm sorry. At some point in time, what in the fuck with these niggas, I mean? The fuck, these niggas be out here doing some nut-ass shit, niggas co-signing shit, niggas running from their kids and shit like that. Nah, my nigga, this type of shit can't be happening in
nigga.
The world, my nigga. I'm sorry.
Nigga.
This shit type
nigga
of shit right here.
From your kids.
Yeah, nigga, your man QP, man, he ran away. Nigga,
stop
fucking
with
him. Nah, nigga, you supposed to take that ass whooping like a man in front of your kids. Fuck it. You believe in your kids. Kind of. Fuck these niggas, man. These niggas.
Yo, Nels. All because we wanted to know if Jerry West should battle that nigga Goods, boy. I told you.
No. No. Because if he does, you know what's going to happen. Man, you really going to ask that question?
Nah, nigga, you already. First of all, I'm saying the whole Tay Rock shit, I don't even want that shit to go down because that shit is. You putting the nigga in
that's
a position
gonna end
to
that
where,
nigga career.
Yeah.
Bad.
Jonah, nigga. Yo, listen, that nigga, everybody wanted to see what Jonah was going to do. They put that nigga against his ass, dude. He got his ass whooped. Yo, listen, ain't nobody checking for that nigga like that, like they was before, man. Fucked all that shit up. Fucked all his shit up.
Hey, yo, listen, man. This is the reason why, back in the day, when Tyson's Punch-Out came out, Tyson was the last nigga, not the first nigga. You heard? Keep your ass in your lane. Go, you better go battle these motherfucking Glass Joes and Don Flamingos, nigga, before you fucking go step to the,
nigga said Glass
Joe. The Sandman or somebody like that, nigga. You need to get your shit in order. Straight up.
That's for sure.
You can't be out here trying to fight fucking the fat hippo, nigga. Know what I'm saying?
But
you know,
why not, my nigga? Right?
Why not?
Yeah. You know, nigga, why not, nigga? Why not?
Yo, no. Yo, that's how you feel about Trump being president? Why not? You saying that, too?
I said what?
If Trump
he
said
you feel like that about Trump being
not?
President?
About fucking Trump being president?
Yeah.
Yeah, you going to say why not for that?
My nigga, in that instance, I'm like, nigga, who else? Hillary?
Yeah, my nigga, they
who
not going to let.
Nigga,
yeah, you already listen.
Nigga, I'd rather have your man fucking Dot for president, nigga, before that nigga.
Nigga said Dot for president. Yo, listen, I'm not going to hold you. Niggas better pay attention, though, since we on that. Because that shit is really happening, whether niggas is paying attention or not. Niggas don't vote, niggas.
Yeah. Yo, listen.
Niggas better vote, boys.
And if Donald Trump becomes office, I hate to say it, but this is going to be one of our last shows. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to call that shit now. Cause this shit, it's done for us, man. It's over. Shit is over, nigga. Ain't no more battle rap, no more RBE, no more King of the Dot, no more none of that shit. None of that shit, nigga. Yo, Don't Flop gonna be the only battle league, nigga, cause they over there. Don't Flop gonna be. Everybody gotta go to Don't Flop. Everybody.
Hey, niggas gonna be in that. What's that fella? What's that flip top shit? You heard?
Huh?
That flip top shit.
We don't flop
the
flip top.
The what
that's
shit?
All it's gonna be.
Yo, you ain't never heard that Philippine shit? They get like a million and a half views a battle, yo. Like for real.
Oh, what the Korean league or some shit?
Yeah,
or
the flip top, yo. Philippine shit, yo.
Yeah, the Philippine shit.
Yeah, that shit is crazy,
man.
Yeah,
I'm about to go over there and get me a quick 2 mil because them niggas.
Yo, nigga, I don't know what them niggas are saying, my nigga, but you gotta understand, them niggas performing in front of
like 200,000
people.
Yes.
Nah,
10 seconds, we got to go.
I can't hear shit. You know, I can't hear. We can't hear that white bitch until she tells us it's time to go.
Man, that nigga, she about to hang up on us right now. Click.
All right, yo. Look, shout out to the squad, man. Hip hop at the round table.
Hey.
Nah, it's your boy Blackbeard Nails, man. Trying to not fuck with
me. I'm the nicest nigga around. Peace, nigga.